Amen. All right, verse 22, Luke chapter 8, verse 22. Now, it came to pass on a certain day that he, talking about Jesus, went into a ship with his disciples. And he said unto them, let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. There came down a storm of wind upon the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and woke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, where is your faith? And they, being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, what manner of man is this? For he commandeth even the winds and water, and they obey him. Let's pray. Father, thank you today again for your word. Thank you, God, that your word is alive. It's powerful. It's not just printed ink on page and paper, Lord, but it is the word of the living God. And it's quick. It's powerful. You said my words are spirit in their life. And so I thank you today, God, that your words today will be spirit and life to someone in this house, God. And it will make a difference in their life, Lord. And someone will receive what they need from you today. They'll receive the empowerment, the equipping, and they will receive the encouragement they need, Lord, to keep on walking and to walk into that you prepared for them. And we just ask it all in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, when we're reading the scripture, the Bible says that it came to pass on a certain day that Jesus went into a ship with his disciples, and he said to them, let's go over to the other side of the lake. And they launched forth, or they moved forward into their destination. The ship represents your life. It represents your destination, represents your course of life. I believe one songwriter even went so far as to say, the soul of a man is like a ship that sails on the sea of time. But when Jesus enters the ship, he changes the course. When Jesus gets on board, he changes destination. He did with these disciples on that day. The Bible said he gave them a purpose. He gave them a destination. He said, let us go over to the other side. And I just want to know today in this house, is there anybody here today who remembers when Jesus got on board your ship? Is there anybody who remembers when Jesus changed the course of your life? You were lost, you were drifting, you were bound on your way to a devil's hell, but one day you found your way to an old-fashioned altar. Captain Jesus stepped on board, washed you in his blood, delivered you, put his spirit in you and his anointing on you, and he gave you a purpose and he gave you a destination in life. As soon as Jesus entered the ship, he gave them a word. And I want to tell you something, that word was prophetic. In other words, that word carried the spirit of destiny in it. That word said to the disciples, you are going somewhere. Is anybody here today, under the sound of my voice, got a word from God that says you're going somewhere? Has anybody got a word that has pointed you to something greater than what you have in life? Has anybody got a word that stirs your faith, that wakes you up in the morning, and that carries you through the day? Why don't you slap your neighbor high five and tell him, say, neighbor, I got a word. I got a word. I got a word. Hallelujah. I got a word. That word of destiny assured them. Listen to this now. That word assured them of his presence with them. Somebody said one time, they said, I got a word from God. Somebody prophesied over me, but I couldn't find God in it. Let me just tell you something. Let me tell you something. When God gives you a word, it carries his presence. Amen. Listen to me now. I didn't say it will always feel good. I didn't say it will always make you happy. I didn't say it will always be what you wanted to hear. But I said this, it will always carry his presence with it. If it's from God, it will carry his presence with it. Moses said, if your presence go not with us, then don't take us up from this place. His presence and his word go together. His word carries his presence. Everybody say his word carries his presence. See, I don't care how religious it sounds, how appealing it is to your flesh or your desires. The first thing you better ask yourself is, does it carry his presence? Why is that so important? Because the word that carries his presence has the power to carry you and to keep you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, is his presence in it? They got a word of purpose, and that word of purpose assured them of their destination. He said, let us go over to the other side. Let me say this to you. The word made them unsinkable. Hallelujah. Yeah. That word made them unsinkable. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, hold on to your word. Tell them you better hold on to your word. See, I didn't say that that word guarantees that you will have an easy life. I didn't say that word guarantees that you'll never go through a storm. What I said was the word will carry you through the storm. The word will hold you up. The word will make you unsinkable. What I'm trying to tell you is this. I wouldn't be here today if I hadn't had a word from God. The enemy would have killed me, but I had a word. Death would have sunk me, but I had a word. Family turmoil, strife would have capsized my vessel, but I had a word. Attacks on my integrity, my character would have drowned me in a sea of despair, but I had a word. Depression, fear, and anxiety would have swallowed me up, but I had a word. Tell your neighbor, hold on to your word. Oh, I don't know what you're going through, but I got to tell you, hold on to your word. Hold on to your word, because your word makes you fireproof. Your word makes you invincible. Your word makes you unshakable. Your word makes you unsinkable. Listen to Isaiah 43:2. When, he didn't say if, but he said when. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. There's his divine presence. Oh, hallelujah. That's enough to shout about right there. I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burnt. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. The devil says you're going to die. The doctor's report says incurable, terminal. But the word of God says I shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. The word says he was wounded for your transgressions and bruised for your iniquities. The chastisement of your peace was upon him, and with his stripes you are healed. Hallelujah. The devil says your ministry's over. You might as well throw in the towel. But the word of God says, behold, I will do a new thing. Even now it shall spring forth. The devil says, you see those children, they'll never be saved. You're just wasting your time praying for them. They're never going to serve the Lord. Oh, but I got a word. And that word says, all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. The Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark. In Acts 11:14, he said, he shall tell thee words whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved. Somebody look at your neighbor and tell them, I got a word. What the devil's saying, I got a word. Woo, I got a word from God. Hallelujah. I got a word. Oh, so here were the disciples. They were sailing in the power of their word. Jesus had told them, let's go over to the other side. And they're sailing in the power of that word. All of a sudden, something happens. All of a sudden, a storm comes down. A storm, a whirlwind, a tempestuous wind, a violent attack of wind. Literally, it was though they had a bullseye on them. And this storm violently attacked them. It was launched against them to destroy them and to sink them. Can I ask you something in life, really? Have you ever felt like maybe you had a bullseye on you? And just, I don't know about you, but I know I have. I remember when I was in school, you know, the seniors weren't always real nice to us freshmen. And so it was quite normal for every once in a while a senior to slap some freshman on the back and leave a little sign attached to their back that said, please kick me. Yeah. And that poor little freshman, not understanding why they were getting all that unwanted attention, finally realized that somebody had put a bullseye on their back. But sometimes in life, you just feel that way. You just feel like the devil has singled you out and he's concentrating extra measures and extra opposition and extra weapons upon you. And sometimes you just feel like the devil has called off the little imps and now he's sent out the big dogs. You ever felt that way? You ever felt like, where did those little imps go? Now I'm dealing with big dogs. Well, if the answer is yes, you ought to be shouting, praising God. You say, why? Because the devil would not be concentrating so much of his energy and his resources on you if you weren't a threat to him. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Let me give you a word. Let me give you some information. The devil heard your word too. I don't know about you, but I've been prophesied over many times. I love the spirit of prophecy, the power of prophecy. I don't live my life by prophecy, but I'm grateful and thankful for prophecy. It has encouraged me, it's edified me, it's exhorted me, it's given me some road maps, it's given me some bumpers along the way that kept me in the plan of God for my life. But I'm grateful and thankful for prophecy. But understand that the devil hears the word too. And when you get a great word from God about his blessing, about his provision, about his plan for your life, about his will for your life and the direction that he wants to take you and the destiny of God for your life, the devil is listening to that word. And he is attempting and planning at that very moment to do everything he can to stop that word from coming to pass. He doesn't want you blessed. He doesn't want you healed. He doesn't want you delivered. He doesn't want you walking in the abundance of God. But that's what keeps me moving. I know I'm on my way to something. I'm not going through the storm for nothing. I'm not going through this hell for nothing. I'm not walking through the valley of the shadow of death for nothing. I'm happy with where God has brought me from. I'm happy to where he's got me to. But the fact of the matter is, and I'm prophesying to you today, this is just the tip of the iceberg. I'm just getting started.
Amen.
Somebody say, I got a word. I'm going through because I'm going to. And you got to understand something, friend. You have to understand the fight is not so much about who you are today or where you are today. The fight is about your word. The fight is about your destiny. The fight is about where you're going to and what you're getting ready to do for God. And the greatest storm of your life means you're closer to your destiny than you've ever been, and you're on the edge of the greatest breakthrough of your life. Oh, hallelujah. That's an encouragement for somebody who's going through a storm right now. That's an encouragement for somebody who's in a black place right now and a dark place right now, that it's always the darkest just before daylight. Woo, hallelujah. Somebody say, hold on to your word. Joseph's brothers wanted him dead. Not just because he was their father's favorite, but because he had a dream. He had a word. He had a destiny. He had a future. As long as you ain't got anything, don't want anything, have no dreams, no vision, no passion, no aspirations, no desire to go anywhere, go do anything, you got a lot of friends. Soon as you start dreaming a better tomorrow, you start prophesying your destiny, and it's bigger than your friends can see, it's bigger than they can handle, they'll try to discourage you, and they'll try to talk you out of your destiny. And if you won't sell out, you won't forfeit your dreams, if you won't settle back into a life of mediocrity and religious expectation, then you become a threat to them, and they'll turn on you and try to destroy you. I'm preaching good. You need to examine your friendship circle, because everybody can't go where God has taken you. You need friends that believe in you and believe in what God is doing in you. Rod Parsley said one time, people are either wind in your sails or weights around your neck. I want people that are going to be wind in my sails. Amen. These disciples were moving in their word. They were sailing in the spirit of destiny and purpose, and they were attacked. Can I tell you something? If you ever set out to do anything for God, you're going to be attacked. If you ever get bold enough to launch into your word and work out, walk out your destiny, you're going to be attacked. They'll come physically, spiritually, financially, emotionally. There'll be attacks against your marriage, attacks against your ministry. Why? Why? Because you're dangerous. Look at somebody and say, I'm dangerous.
I'm dangerous.
You're a threat to hell. I don't know about you, but that makes me feel good. That makes me feel good to know that the devil don't like me. To know that I'm on his most wanted list. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're a threat to hell because the word of God makes you dangerous. The word of God, your dream makes you dangerous. Everybody say, I'm dangerous. Yeah. Now, we understand now, listen. We've come to grips with this now. We realize that our word makes a target for the enemy. It makes us a target. We understand that. How many realize that now? That you got a word from God, that word's going to make you a target. The enemy don't like it. Makes you dangerous. But here's the part that's hard for most of us. Even the most mature believer finds it hard to handle this. It says in verse 23, Jesus fell asleep. It says that in your Bible. Jesus fell asleep. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever felt like God did this great thing in your life? Stirred you up. Gave you this great powerful word of destiny. Let's go over to the other side. And then he just went to sleep and forgot about you. I'm telling you. And you just lay there and let the devil beat up on you. Let people lie. I know some of you don't want to agree with this, but just fun. Let people lie on you, cheat on you, persecute you, criticize you, steal from you, ignore you, overlook you, and underestimate you. Oh, come on, I'm talking to some real people in the house today that would just tell the truth. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying, listen, just because you're called doesn't mean you won't ever have any troubles. Just because you're anointed doesn't mean you won't ever be lied on. It doesn't mean that God is going to wrap you up in cotton so your feelings never get hurt. In fact, may I just give you some information? The more anointed you are, the more destiny you embrace, the more focused you become on fulfilling your purpose, the greater threat you are to hell, and the greater the attacks will be against you. Well, that makes us want to shout, don't it? Huh? Greater attacks, yeah. Lord, I want a greater anointing. Well, get ready. Different level, different devils. Joseph was anointed. You read the Bible, you can't get away from it. Joseph was anointed. Joseph was favored by God. Repeatedly, the Bible says, the Lord was with Joseph. Then you got to ask yourself the question. Well, if the Lord was with Joseph, why didn't God stop his brothers from stripping him out of his coat and throwing him into a pit? Why didn't God stop Potiphar's lust-filled wife from lying on Joseph and destroying his character and integrity in the eyes of Potiphar and his whole house? Why did God let the butler forget Joseph for 2 full long years after Joseph interpreted his dream and it came to pass? Was God on vacation? Was God asleep? It was all part of making Joseph the kind of man that God could trust with the dream that he gave him. In other words, let me say it this way. From the day God gave Joseph the dream never changed. But the dreamer went through a process of stripping and refining to bring him to the place that he was qualified to live that dream. Oh, hallelujah. Look at somebody and tell them, say, neighbor, I'm in process. Say, that's what it is. Say, I'm in process. Now, I know something. Listen now. I know God never sleeps. I know. I got scripture to confirm it. In Psalms 121 and 4, behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. I know God never sleeps. But I promise you, there will be times in your life it will seem like God is in such a deep slumber that nothing can wake him up. And tell your neighbor, it's just part of the process.
It's part of the process.
It's part of the process.
And
some of you I'm talking to right now have felt like God just went to sleep and let the devil have his way. And to tell you the truth, it looks like and feels to you like you're further away from your word than you ever were before. But I came today with this word in my heart to tell you, God is not asleep. He has not forgotten you. His eyes are on the sparrow. His eyes are on you every minute of the day. He's been watching you all through the process. Joseph, he's been watching you all through the process. He saw you in the pit. He saw you in the prison. He saw you betrayed. He saw it all. He's been in charge of the temperature, and he's been controlling the speed of the wheel. And can I just go ahead and tell you that he saw the storm coming before it ever got to you? He filtered it through his hands of love, and he predetermined that this storm was not going to take you out. He predetermined that this storm was not going to sink you. He predetermined this storm was not going to destroy your ministry. Before you ever entered the battle, he predetermined that you had everything you need to conquer. You had everything you needed to put you over and come out on top. Hallelujah. What a mighty God. Hallelujah. Well, then I have to ask myself the question, how could Jesus sleep in the same storm that threw the disciples into hysteria? And the answer is simple. He believed the word that he spoke. Let's go to the other side. He knew that the word that came out of his mouth had the power to take them through anything. He knew that his word could not come back void, but it would accomplish that which he pleased. It would prosper in the thing whereto he sent it. I wish in this house I had some people today who just believed the word of God. You're going through storms, but you believe the word. Storms in your finances, but you believe the word. Going through the greatest fire in your life and your health, but you believe the word. Fighting for your children seem farther away than ever before, but you believe the word. Been tried in your ministry, your character, your reputation, your integrity are being attacked, but you believe the word. Somebody say, I believe the word. I believe the word. I believe the word. The Bible says in our text that I read to you today, they woke up Jesus. They woke up Jesus. In other words, they went back to the word. I mean, it was Jesus is the word. John 1:1 said, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. And the Bible says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. That's Jesus. Hallelujah. So they went back to the Word. It doesn't matter how hot the fire is, how the flames, how high the flames are, how deep the water is. The answer is the same to you, my friend. Hold on to your word. Get back to your word. What are you telling me, Pastor? What are you saying? I'm telling you, your word will get you through it. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said it, shall he not do it? Hath he spoken it, shall he not make it good? Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. The Bible says, Psalms 12:6, the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Psalms 119:89 said, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. What are you saying? I'm saying, get back on your word. Say, I got a word. Now look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, this is the best advice I can give you. Hold on to your word. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost doing something today. You may shout all over the house, but I'm telling you, what puts the devil on the run is the word. It is written. It is written. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy 1:18 said, this charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by those prophecies mightest war a good warfare. What is he saying? He's saying, take that word and make it a weapon. God didn't give you that word just to be a soft pillow for your head. He gave you that word to fight with. He knew the enemy would attack you. He knew the enemy would oppose you. And he gave you a word to war with. Oh, Rashadabakatalabahaya. I don't know how many times I had to go back to my word. I don't know how many times I got out the prophecies and I began to go over those prophecies. And I began to read those prophecies when I was passing through the valley of the shadow of death. And the devil said, you're going to die. And the devil said, you're never going to preach again. And you're never going to minister again. And God's never going to flow through you again. I get those prophecies out and I say, devil, you're a liar, because this is what God said to me. I have not lived yet. I've not done this yet. I've not fulfilled this yet. And the Bible says, I will not leave you nor forsake you until I have done all that I have spoken to thee of. I said, devil, I can't die yet. I got too much destiny hanging over my life. I got places I gotta go and people I gotta see. I got words I gotta preach and words I gotta prophesy. You can't kill me yet. It's not my time. I got a word. Look at somebody, tell them, I got a word. My friend, if you got a word, you're a threat to hell. If you got a word, you're rich. Somebody I'm talking to today, you got a word about starting a business. But the devil says it can never happen. Not in this economy. You got a word about a new house. But you've almost forfeited your promise because of the economy and your financial situation. Somebody else, you have a word. God's going to save your husband, save those children, deliver them off of drugs and alcohol, set them free from perversion. But they look farther away than ever before. You've almost given up. I'm talking to somebody in ministry. In ministry, you've carried a dream of ministry in your spirit. For years, you fought to hold on to it. But to tell the truth, you're just tired, on the verge of just letting it go. But I came to tell you, and I came to prophesy to anyone hearing my voice today, hold on to your word. God is not a liar. He doesn't give us a word to frustrate us. He gives us a word to motivate us and strengthen us in the battle. And he gives us a weapon to fight discouragement and doubt and weariness. I would have died, but I had a word. Soldier of God, pick up your weapon. Pick up your word. Get back to your word. That's what the devil's afraid of. That's what the devil's trying to do. He's trying to get you off of your word. That's what he wants you to do. He wants you to cast away your confidence. He wants you to throw the word away. Get back to your word. I'm almost done. The Bible says their boat was filled with water. That means that which was on the outside now is on the inside. That means doubt, worry, anxiety, stress, all the negative circumstances that surround are now trying to drown your faith and steal your word. The devil's telling you that it's hopeless. Enemies are telling you that it's hopeless. But I came to tell you, hold on to your word. I came to tell you this morning, if God ever spoke it, God will bring it to pass. If God spoke to you about bringing that godly husband into your life, then you need to be shopping for your wedding dress. If God spoke to you about a new house, then you need to start looking at plans and start looking at the furniture you want to put in it. If God spoke to you about writing a book, you need to buy your paper, get on your computer, expect him to give it to you. If God spoke to you about going to other nations and other countries, you need to buy some suitcases and get your visa so they'll let you in when you get there. If God said he's going to save your family, quit calling them heathens and acting like they're unreachable and start talking like they're coming in. Hallelujah. Like they're getting saved, like God is rescuing them right now. Glory to God. Hold on to your word, my little son. Come on, stand to your feet right now and praise him. If you've got a word in this house, I want you to praise him for that word today. Maybe it was a prophet. Maybe it was a man of God or a woman of God. Or maybe it was just you read the Bible and God spoke to you and he gave you a word. But I'm telling you today, hold on to your word. I'm telling you today, get back on your word. The devil has tried to shake you. He's tried to push you off your word. He's tried to drown your faith. He's tried to get you off that word.
But today God says, get back to your word. Hold on to your word. Your word will make you unsinkable. Your word will make you unsinkable. Your word will make you invincible. Your word will make you unshakable. There's power in that word today. There's power in that word today. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel God speaking to somebody today. That it's not dead. That word's not dead. It might have seemed like it's been asleep, sound asleep. But we're waking up a word today. We're waking up a word today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Almost done. Please remain standing. As soon as Jesus wakes up, Jesus says to them, where is your faith? What was he saying? You let the storm rob you of your faith. I gave you a word. I told you we're going to the other side. Aren't you glad that when God gives you a word, he don't tell you everything you got to go through before you see it fulfilled? But he gives us that word, and he knows that there's enough power in that word to get you through anything that you've got to go through. He knows there's enough power in that word that you can sleep in a den of lions. He knows there's enough power in that word that you can walk through a fiery furnace and not be burnt and come out the other side, and you won't even have the smell of smoke on you. He knows there's enough power in that word to take you through all the hell, to take you through all the persecution and the criticism, to take you through all the loss and all the heartbreak. He knows there's enough power in that word to take you through if you'll hold on to your word. Hold on to your word. I want you to reach over this morning and take somebody by the hand. Because somebody in this house today is going through the greatest trial of their life. Somebody in this house today is going through the greatest warfare. And the greatest strategy of hell is being released against your life to try to keep you from fulfilling the destiny of God for your life. To try to keep you from walking in the plan of God for your life. But God sent this word today for you to remind you that same word that got you into the storm. Because that's why the storm came. But that same word that got you into the fire, and that same word that got you into the lion's den, is the same word that's going to sustain you and bring you out the other side and bring you into the promise and bring you into the destiny. And I want you to pray for that person you're holding hands with right now. And I want you to pray for them just like Jesus did, that their faith failed them not. Peter, I pray for you that your faith fail you not. And when you're strengthened, you will convert. When you're converted, you'll strengthen the brethren. I want you to pray for them right now that they will not give up. They'll not let go of their word. They'll not bail in. They'll not bail out. They'll not throw in the towel. They'll not be discouraged. Oh, Rasa. You're going to make it, my friend. You're going to make it, my friend. God did not bring you this far to leave you now. God did not bring you this far to leave you. He did not bring you out into the middle of this thing to desert you. If he brought you out, he's going to take you through. If he took you in, he's going to take you out. If he brought you in, he's going to bring you out. His word is not over. God, I thank you for the word today, God. I thank you that somebody today, God, is going to get back on their word. Somebody today is waking up that word, that dormant word in their life. It's being wakened. It's being wakened right now in the name of Jesus. You're not going down. I won't let you go down. I won't let you go down. I won't let you go under. Your word will make you unsinkable. Your word will make you fireproof. Your word will make you unshakable. Woo! Get back on your word, Lord God. I feel discouragement leaving right now. I said, I feel discouragement leaving. Discouragement's looking for the exit door right now. Anxiety and worry and stress, it's going right now in the name of Jesus. I feel faith. I said, I feel faith being raised up. I feel faith being quickened. I feel faith being stirred. If God said it, He would do it. If God spoke it, He would bring it to pass. Glory to God. Glory to God.
I thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, you're going to make it. Not going down. Not going down. We're going over.
We're going over.
We're going over. We're going over. We got a word from the Most High. We got a word. We're going over, glory to God. We're going over into abundance. We're going over into overflow. We're going over into health and strength and joy and peace. We're going over into greater anointing. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Glory to your name. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I love you, my children.
Yes, Father.
I love you.
Shataya.
And I desire
thank you, Lord,
to have a closer, more intimate relationship with you. Come. Draw close to me. And I will draw close to you. Come, my children. Just as a mother hen watches over her chicks and beckons to them and they draw close to her and she covers them with her wing, I call to you and say, come unto me. Let me cover you with my wing and protect you and guide you and keep you safe. Come unto me, draw close, and let us be one together.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, wonderful Jesus. That's what we want. Close to you. I'm going to ask you to do something today. I'm going to ask you, if you're here today, you know that this word has spoke to you, and you know that you're in a challenge, you've been going through a storm in your life, and you just need the strength of the saints. I want you to come. Come on quickly. He said, man of God, that word was for me today. I am going through a storm. I'm in the midst of a fire. I'm going through something. And I just need the strength that comes from God. And I need the strength of the saints. I know you got a word, but you know what? We need each other. We need each other. That word is what we hold on to. But the Bible says, bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of God. We bear one another's burdens. Is there anyone else that I want to miss you today? I feel like the Lord really is encouraging us this way today. If you're going through a struggle, you're going through a storm, going through a fire, The devil's trying to take you under, trying to take you down, trying to challenge your word. Listen, the devil has enough power to challenge your word. That's what he does. He wouldn't even be a good devil if he didn't challenge your word. But he does not have enough power to change your word. He does not have enough power to change what God has said to you. All right, God bless you. All right, I want everyone else, kind of just move this direction, if you will. Move this direction. Get close to the front. Come on up and help us. Come on, move up close to the front. Just move up around this today. You never know what it means when you put your hand on somebody's shoulder. You never know the power that is released when they hear your voice in their ear. I cannot tell you what it meant to me when I was dying and people got around me and started prophesying in my ear and started telling me, you won't die, but you will live and you will declare the wonderful works of God. I want you to put your hand on their shoulder right now. And I want you to begin to agree with them right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I agree with my sister. I agree right now with my Christina, God. Lord, that you make a way out of no way, God. Lord, that you bring her through the storm, God. Father, Brother Kenny, Sister Susan today, God. Lord, we agree today, God, that you bring them through, that the word is enough, Lord, that your power is enough to bring them through, God. And they're not alone, God, but we're in this together, God. Lord, we're walking through this together, Lord, God. And we're not naked, Lord. We're not going down, Lord. We're not going to make it, God. We're going to come through this, Lord, with a greater faith in you, a greater testimony, God. Lord, we're touching Brother Al today, God. Ministering to Brother Al, Lord, in the midst of the storm, God. That you're with him, that you never leave him or forsake him, God. But he's going to make it, Lord. He's coming through this, Lord. And we agree and victory in his life today, God. Lord, if we're raising her, Lord God. Lord, but she is coming through, Lord. She's coming through the storm. She's coming through the test. She's coming through the fire, Lord. With the confidence and the faith in you, God, that she never had before, God. Lord, you're faithful today. Lord, you said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, God. And we thank you for that strength today. Thank you, Lord, for the great God. Lord, that you are with him. Lord, you are walking with him. You have not forsaken him nor forgotten him, God. Lord, you have been watching him. Lord, you are aware of what he's going through, God. And we pray strength today, God. We pray strength, Lord, will come to him now. In the name of Jesus, Lord. God, that you lift him up, Lord. In the name of Jesus. God, that I pray with a great God. Lord, that you remember him next time. Lord, God, that you will lift him up above his shadows, Lord. God, you confirm your word to him, Lord God. Lord, I thank you, Lord. We are going to make it, and we're going to make it in abundance, Lord God. Thank you for Brother Kent, Lord God. Lord, I thank you, God, that you are bringing him through, God, to a blessed place. Bringing him through, God, to a place of divine prosperity, God, and overflow and abundance, God. I thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness, Lord, in the hard places. Your faithfulness, Lord, in the storm, God, that we have a word today, God. A little shine that we have a word today, God. And because of that word, we're going to make it, Lord. Because of that word, God, we're going to make it. I got a word. Can't steal my word. Hallelujah.